Remy, the one thing that stands out for any manager is when players admit there was no commitment. How do you deal with that? That must be the worst crime for a footballer, is not to put the effort in.
Yes, and you know, I've got. I don't want to run my, to run away from my responsibility. I don't know if I've got 1% of or 100% on that. I'm the manager of this team. Then, for me, it's unbelievable, honestly, to hear that at the end of the game that there were not enough commitment. I could feel 100 responsible if I said to the player, I don't mind if you are committed or not, but you can guess that, of course, no one manager can say that. Saying that, you know, it was, as I said, in some teams, when you have a lot of talent, a lot of quality, if one or two players is not 100% committed, maybe the team will win the game because there is so much quality. To be fair, we don't have this possibility. We don't have this room of maneuver for me. We need to be 11 players, maybe 13, 100% to win a game.
I suppose really, you know, once you've done your bit, the tactics and all the rest of it, they go over that white line. There's not an awful lot you can do about effort and commitment, is there?
I can always do something. You know, I'm not a fan on the bench. I'm not a fan. Of course, I am a fan, but I'm the manager first. And then you're right, and I agree, and I told that already to the player, not after the Liverpool game, but I remember after the Everton game. Sometimes it's not about tactics. It's about commitment. It's about fighting. And when you have many players behind the ball and that the opponent is still... has still the possibility to move 1 or 2 meters without being marked by an Aston Villa player. It's something not normal. Then, of course, the commitment is the first thing that a professional player should have on the pitch.
I suppose really confidence gets hit when you get beat so badly. How are the players in terms of confidence? Because the game really is about what's between your ears.
Yes, but you cannot speak about confidence first, you know. First of all, we just spoke about that. It's about commitment. It's about fighting, you know. How do you want to be confident if you are not fighting? You know, it's not... we are playing football, and I know that it's a very difficult game. Then everybody has to be conscious of that. And to be fair, if I had the choice to select other player than some that I select sometime, I would like to, but I don't have this possibility.
You look at the players and you see them in training. Have you seen a desire to put it right after Liverpool? Have you seen that on the training field?
Not every day. Not every day. I have to fight every day. I have to find the right words. I have to find the right training session to make them committed, to make them recover as well from this bad game. And... you know, they are not. I'm not sure they are not all affected in the same way. Then the work is also individually for me. Some of them needs to be more put in confidence, and some of them needs more different stuff that I cannot say. I haven't got the right word.
just
you can guess.
Just finally, for me, the the fans are really angry. They're planning a walkout at the next game and all this sort of stuff. What would you say to the fans at the moment?
It's a difficult season for every people that love or follow or work for Aston Villa. To be fair, it's a very difficult season. I can respect what the fan wants to do because they are not happy. They have the right to do that. I will stay on what I said previously. This is also that the players, until the last minute, we could stay in this league for next season. Probably the best thing to do is to support everybody until the end of the season, until the end of the possibility to be safe. But then, you know, everybody take his responsibility, fans, the board, the manager, the players, and then... I cannot give advice or judge or assess, sorry, the behavior of everybody. I want to stay focused on what I can control.
And you want to be here until the end of the season, do you?
Yes, of course. I don't want to leave now from my position, of course. This is not something I think about.
Did you sit and think about your future after the Liverpool defeat? Did you look at yourself and wonder, do you want to carry on?
No, I not in that way. I always look at myself and try to find the responsibility I have on victory, on defeat, on draw, on everything I can control once again. But I'm not also saying that this is only my responsibility, the defeat against Liverpool or all the other one or this situation that I am in. But then everybody has to do the same.
But it's disturbing, Remy, that you have to examine the players day after day in training. And sometimes, as you just say, they're not right some days. Does that not worry you? Because the bare minimum is that they should be right every day.
Yes, but it shouldn't happen if I have a more deep squad, you know. At the moment, I have 4, 5, 6 players injured. Then the competition between the players is not strong enough to... Then I have not too many possibility to change, to choose players. And then probably it's not very healthy for the team.
We go back to the January transfer window then, don't we?
Yes, a little bit.
You mentioned Julian Lescott and the lack of commitment, social media. The social media issue is a major problem these days with the modern footballer, because this was a sideshow from the Liverpool defeat, but it's an important issue, the fact that he talked about this.
Social media is could be an issue, but this is something new for our generation. It's something that the generation playing football now, professional football, are born with. Then, you know, there is a gap between this generation that we have to try to understand. Of course, I do think that it was much easier to be a professional football player 20 years ago than now, you know. And I don't want saying that. I don't want to apologize all the mistake or all the bad consequence that social media can have in football. But it's something new, and I know that all the clubs are trying to educate players on the danger of this social media.
But it must be distasteful for you to have to say to a senior player, Julian Lescott, well, was it a mistake or wasn't it? Can I believe you or can I not believe you? It's an irrelevance to a certain extent, isn't it? But distasteful.
It is. It is the way things happen, you know. But of course, I was not expecting that from a senior player, but I had this discussion with Julian, and he's still an Aston Villa player, of course. He's still a player that I will have to rely on until the end of the season, and I'm sure that he will do his maximum to prove that it was an accident, and he will do that on the pitch, hopefully.
Is your relationship with him okay now, then, after your conversation?
Yes, you know, I like to say directly to the people when I have something to say, and we had this discussion because I wanted to, and I've got no problem with Julian.
And on the subject of Julian's social media activity, that seemed to rub salt into the wound. Have you spoken to him about that?
Yes, of course. I asked explanation on Julian. He told me that it was an accident. I have to believe it, of course, but I told him that I was really surprised that this kind of accident can happen from an experienced player like him, a very important player in the dressing room. But then I have to accept that it was an accident. He told me that.
And just finally from me, Stoke, this is, again, what's your approach to this game on the back of the Liverpool, and obviously the ongoing situation that you need to win games?
Stoke is a very tough place to earn points. I know that. I know as well that offensively they've got as well a deep squad. They've got talented players, Arnautovic, Boyan, Willan, a lot of players that can, Shaqiri, of course, Afellay, that every individuality that can make the difference. Then first of all, we will have to defend, of course, far much better than we have done against Liverpool. And I would like to remember my players that every time we won a game, not often, but when we did, it was with a clean sheet. Then it means that in this league, if you concede too many goals, you are in big trouble, and especially in a place like Stoke.